Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Give you some kind of your opinion. Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Probably 50-50?
Certain.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
41.
Thank you. Now, what is your racial or ethnic group that best describes you? White Caucasian, Hispanic, Black African American, Asian American?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Okay. Now, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting this year for election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. One number.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job? Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Joe Biden as president, same questions and options. Somewhat, strongly, approve or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And, Sherrod Brown as a senator, approve, disapprove, strongly, or somewhat?
Just disapprove.
Somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how about Donald Trump as a former president? Approve, disapprove, strong?
Approved.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression? And if you had never heard of the person or institution or not familiar with them, just let me know, okay? Here's the first one. Republican in Congress in general, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And how about Democrats in Congress? Same questions, same options.
Somewhat unfavorable.
And Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
And Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
And Derek Merritt?
You're not recognized.
No? Okay. First Energy. Do you have an opinion about them? Their company?
No.
Favorable? Very? No? Never heard of it, or you don't want to share your opinion?
No opinion. I know. Who
okay.
Yeah, I know.
Understood. Okay, how about Marcy Kaptur? Favorable? Unfavorable? Somewhat? Very
somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Independent.
So another candidate? Or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Okay.
Yep.
Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for who would you vote? If those...
No.
Okay, that was the only two? Okay, and... Okay, here we go. Now, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Moreno.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Derek Merritt, although it wouldn't matter.
So, Derek... Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if there are a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance that you will consider voting for the Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No chance.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Now, remember, this is things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? This is one way for you to let them know that whatever they say is not going to change your position. Now, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does not make no difference? And if this statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or if you don't think it's true, please say so.
No difference.
No difference? Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each one, can you please tell me or indicate if it makes you less likely to vote for them, someone less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference? And again, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or if you don't think it's true, please say so. Now, here's the first one. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. If that statement will make you to support him much less, somewhat less, it will make no difference, more likely to support him, or you don't think it's true?
Somewhat less.
Okay. And as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save money, and even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Again, is that statement will make you to support him much less, more or less, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
More likely.
Okay. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plus carpeting and new furniture, artwork, and the regal sign for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Again, same question, same options. Much less, more less, no difference, more likely or not true?
No difference.
Okay. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to get Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Again, same question, same option. Much less, one less, no difference. You don't think it's true, or more likely to support him?
More likely. More likely to make me want to vote for him.
Okay. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses in military transfer. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. Now, much less, more or less, no difference, more likely or not true?
More likely.
Okay. And Derek Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Same thing. Much less, one less, no difference. On your opinion, more likely or not true? You don't think it's true? More likely. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt? Or would you still vote for him?
It's a locked district. It's not competitive.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
It's not a competitive district.
Okay. So you will still vote for him?
Yeah, but it's not competitive. Like.
Okay. A competitive district, you said, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. And so I'll ask again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marin.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, technical, vocational school, some college, associate degree, bachelor's degree, graduate school, or an advanced degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you, sir. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republicans or the Democrats?
More towards the Republicans.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Sir, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.